Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamed Vav in Masecha Shabbos, the 98th daf in Shas. Our Gemara is in the middle of discussing the six tekios that were blown before Shabbos to remind Klal Yisrael that Shabbos was coming. And the Gemara told us on the bottom of Lamed Heyom Abeis that the Chazan HaKnesses that blew the shofar would leave the shofar on Friday afternoon in the upper part of the southwestern corner of the Harabais, where the Kohanim would blow the shofar. And we concluded yesterday on the top of Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, saying that that opinion follows Rebbe Nechemya. The Rebbe Nechemya who says that Ein Kli Nitel Ela Letzorech Tashmisho HaMiyuchad, as Rashi describes two lines into the narrow on Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, disagrees with both Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Shimon, who say that the shofar can be carried because it could be used as a baby bottle. They would invert the shofar and use it to hold water by clamping the bottom and then use it for a baby bottle. However, Nechemya says, Ein kli nitel el tzorech dover hanitel. One beautiful point that some people might not be aware of, in the excavations by the Kotel HaMaravi, they actually found the corner piece where the Kohen Gadol used to blow the shofar to announce for Shabbos, and an inscription on the stone which said, this is the corner where the Kohen Gadol blows the shofar. So that stone saw, according to Rebbe Nechemya, the shofar next to it the entire Shabbos. Back into our Gemara. Umay shofar Nami Chatzotzros. According to this opinion, the Gemara continues five lines from the top. The word shofar in the Braisa will include Chatzotzros. In other words, both of them are Muktzah according to Rebbe Nechemya. And even though in some places it says Chatzotzros, and the other places it says shofar, the two are interchangeable. As Rav Chisda taught, Kedra Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Chisda, Hani Tlas Mili Ishtani Shemayah. There are three things that names are constantly changed. The first one is Chatzotzrata Shofra. Sometimes a chatzot is called a shofar, and shofra Chatzotzra is also interchanged with the shofar. L'may nafkamina. So then why do people sometimes call it Chatzotzros if it's a shofar? The answer is the shofar shall Rosh Hashanah. For the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi explained, if an Amin Amritz will come to ask what to blow in Rosh Hashanah, you should actually tell him Chatzotzros, because we call a shofar, they would call a Chatzotzros. Areva, tzivtzifa, tzivtzifa, arava. The arava is sometimes called tzivtzifa, and sometimes the tzivtzifa is called arava. L'may nafkamina, lilulav. In regards to a lulav, what the Amei Aretz called tzivtzifa is real arava. So if an Amei Aretz asks you, don't say arava because he won't know what you're talking about. Tell him it's tzivtzifa. Psura is sometimes changed to pasarta, upasarta, lipsora. Psora is a table. Sometimes they used to call a large table of psora and a small table of psorta, and now the opposite is true. L'may nafkamina, l'mekka chumemka. The nafkamina is going to be, in terms of if a person makes up, to buy a psora. That today, since a psora, which is a large one, is called a psorta, if people make up a psorta, it really means a large one, despite the fact that the word seems to indicate a small one. Amar Abaye, Abaye added, Af Anu Nemar, we have another example, Huvlila. Amar Abaye, Abaye added, there is another example of something that's used interchangeably that has nafkaminas. Af Anu Nemar, we also say about a part of the animal, Huvlila, which is one of the intestines whose wall is quite thin and is referred to in the Mishnah in Chulin as Hamases. Its name was changed Lebei Kasi. Uvei Kasi, which is a different intestine that has a double wall and is called Beis Hakosos in the Mishnah, then sometimes it's called Havlila. Lemay nafkamina, why is it important to know that their names are interchanged? Lemachat shenimtzis ba'ovei Beis Hakosos. For a needle that is found on the wall of the Beis Hakosos. The mitzad echad, the halacha is that if the hole is only on one side on the inner side, kshera, it's going to be kosher. Umishnei atzadim, but if the hole goes all, the needle goes all the way through to both sides, then trefa. In such a case, it's going to be a trefa. Now this chiluk, between whether it's on one side or both sides, only applies to the base kasi who has a thick wall. We mentioned the huvlila, which is referred to in the Mishnah as a masas, has only a thin wall. For it, a machat would make it a trefa, even mitzad echad. So if a person says that he's talking about a huvlila, which has now turned to a beit kasi, so what used to be a beit kasi would be kosher with a needle on one side. But nowadays that refers to a huvlila, and then it will be treif, even if the needle came onto one side, because the wall of that intestine is thin. Ravashi adds a fifth thing. Ravashi afanu nemar bavel bursif. There is the place called Bavel that we call Bursif, and the place of Bursif is called Bavel. L'may nafke mina l'gitei nashim, in regards to filling in a get. The Gemara tells us in Gittin on that Vav Amid Aleph that the Bnei Bavel were bekiyin to write a get l'shma, and for that reason, if you come and bring a get from Bavel, you don't need to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, which indicates that the get was written l'shma. And all the other lands are not baki. Now, if person came from a place which he referred to as Bursif, doesn't sound like Bavel, and would sound like you need to say b'fanai nechtam. However, the name Bursif was interchanged with Bavel, and therefore when someone says that he's coming from Bursif, it could very well be that he came from Bavel. Rashi offers an alternative shot. What happens if they write Bavel in the get, and that place is now referred to as Bursif? So if it's referred to now as Bursif, you need to refer to it as Bursif, not as Bavel. Tosis in Dibra Maschel Nafkamina rejects Rashi's pshat because he argues you never write the Shem Medina inside of a get. And Bavel and Bursif are the names of Medinas, the names of countries, states. One can argue from our Tosos that one should not write, as some do, in Eksuba, the name of the city and its state, Limedinas. For example, Brooklyn, Limedinas, New York. Tosos says that we do not mention a Medina, at least when it comes to get. Hadron Loch Perek, Bamem Adlikin, Baruch Hashem, we've been zeichet to finish the second Perek in Masechta Shabbos. We begin the third Perek, which is not an easy perek, but as well a very important halacha l'maisa perek, which deals with the halachas of heating up foods on Erev Shabbos, as well as on Shabbos itself. Perek Kira. Says the Mishnah, Kira shisikua b'kashu l'gvava. If one has a stovetop that was heated up with straw and hay, nosnu alea tavshil, then in such a case, you're allowed to put a food on it. Now, before we continue on, I want to emphasize we're going to see many opinions in this perek. Do not, of course, assume that one opinion that we translate is the halacha. Begeves uve'etzim, if it's a stronger fuel source, if it comes out of the leftovers of sunflower seeds or wood, lo yitin ad shigrof ad shiitin esa'efer. You're not allowed to put the food on top of it without doing what's called grufa or ktuma. Yigrov means you move the coals to the side. Yitin esa'efer means that you cover up the coals. Rashi explains, since the coals add heat, a person will have a yetzahara to stoke the coals on Shabbos, in contrast to kashin gvava, where he will not have the yetzahara to do that. Hence, one needs grufa or ktuma. We could already introduce the idea that grufa k'tuma is what we call today, in modern lingo, the blech. That one needs to cover the fire. We're going to see there are two reasons to cover the fire. One is shemi yichatev gacholim, lest he stoke the coals, or that it appears as if one is being mevashel. Beishamai omrim, chamin avolo tavshil. Beishamai says that this action of doing garfa k'tum allows for chamin, that is hot water. Because once it's hot, So then in such a case, we're talking about water that was already hot, then there, he has no incentive to stoke the coals anymore. Avalot tavshil, but it's not going to allow you to do it for food. The reason why it won't be acceptable for tavshil is because food, even if it's fully cooked, can still be mitstamik v'yafalo, can still get even better, even after it's entirely edible. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel amr chamin v'tavshil. Beis Hillel says that once there is gar v'katim, then you could even put down tavshil before Shabbos. Beis Shammai omr notlin avalo machzirin. Beis Shammai says, even though you're allowed to leave it on the fire, the hot water, in order to take it off on Shabbos, nevertheless, you can't put it back on Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel omrim af machzirin. And Beis Hillel says that you're allowed to put it back since there already was garif v'katam. The Gemara asks a very important shaila right off the begat in the beginning of our perek, and this shaila will persist through the Rishonim into halacha lemaisa. Ask the Gemara, Iboilu, hay lo yitin lo yachzirhu, avolishois mashin afal bishen garif v'katam, umani chananyahi. Do we say that when our Mishnah says lo yitain on the second and third line into the Mishnah, you should not put it down? That means you should not return to the fire without garif v'katam. But shehiya means to leave it on the fire from before Shabbos would be acceptable even if the coals have not either been removed or covered. And that's consistent with a very important shita, Chananya. Desanya, as Chananya taught, Chananya Omer, Kol Shu K'maychol Ben Drusai, if the food has already reached one-third cooked, Ben Drusai were highway gangsters that would eat their food on the run, and it was usually either a third or a half-cooked, depending on which Rishon you ask. Mutal Yishoso Agabe Akira. In such a case, you're allowed to leave it on the stovetop. Afal Pishenu Garf Enikotum. Even though it's not garif v'katum. So the opinion of Chananya is that the whole discussion of garif v'katum is only regards to hachzara, returning it to the flame on Shabbos. But if you left it on before Shabbos, shehiya, then if it's Michael ben Risa, you don't need garif v'katum. Is that what our Mishnah is saying? When it says lo yitain, that means chazara, to do hachzara, it needs garif v'katum. But shehiya would be acceptable. O dil malishos tnan. Or maybe our Mishnah is talking about shehiya, v'garif v'katum in iloi loi. And only it will only be acceptable to do shehiya if there was garif v'katum, v'kol shekein lahachzir. And certainly in regards to hachzara, it needs to be garif v'katum. But our Mishnah would also be talking about shehiya as well. Gemara continues, Tashma, come in here, I will give you a proof. Midiktani trei bavi b'masnisin. There seems to be two independent cases of our Mishnah. First of all, our Mishnah discusses whether what's permissible is hot water or also hot food. That we learned Beis Shammai omrim chavin avalo tavshil, Beis Hillel omrim chavin v'tavshil. Then we also learned Beis Shammai omrim notan avalo machzirin, Beis Hillel omrim machzirin. Another machlokis is whether you could just take off or you're allowed to put back. Analyzes the Gemara. Iyamit bishlema lishos tenan. If you're going to say that the opening lines of the Mishnah is in regards to shehiya, in other words, that even shehiya needs garif v'katum, and that's what the Mishnah said in the third line, lo yitein ad sheyigrof, and we're not going like Chananya. Hachiktani, then the Mishnah will read smooth. Kirish yisiku b'kashu b'gvava, mashin le tavshil, you could leave a tavshil on it. B'gefes v'eitim lo yisha ad sheyigrof o ad sheyitein efer, but if it's a stronger type of fuel that you might come to stoke, then in such a case you can't leave the food on it until you do grufo k'tuma. Umahin mashin, and then we say, what are the things that you're allowed to do shiyan? Bishamay om chav lo tavshil. Bishamay only accepts hot water and not hot food. And Beis Hillel says, chamin and tavshil. And then the Mishnah continues, you put a big period, and then the Mishnah gives us another machlokis. V'chiyechu de pligi belishos, pligi nami belahachzir. As our Mishnah continued, Shebeishamay omrim notan avalo machzirin. Beishamay says, you can't do hachzar. Ubeisalom af machzirin. And Beis Hillel says you can do achzar. Period. So if that's so, so then if we would learn, not like Chananya, and the first part of the Mishnah is telling us that when it comes to shehiya, you need karif v'katum. And the second part of the Mishnah telling us that you cannot do Hachzara according to Beis Shammai, while Beis Hillel you can, then everything would be smooth, but that would only be smooth if we would say that Shehiyah requires Garfu Katam. But if you're going to say the first line, Lo Yitain Ad Sheigrof, is not talking about Shehiyah, rather it's talking about Hachzara, because Shehiyah is Mutter even without Garfu Katam. Hachiktani, this is what how you're going to read the opening part of the Mishnah. Kirish Yisiku B'kashu Gvava Machzirin Aleha Tafshil. You're allowed to do Hachzara with a Tafshil. B'gevaz of Eitzim Lo Yitin Ashigraf Ashitin Nefer. U'mahin Machzirin B'sham Yorim Chamin Avalo Tafshil B'sil Yorim Chamin Tafshil. So far so good. That the opening lines of the Mishnah are telling us that you can't do Hachzara according to Beis Shammai on a Tafshil. Then Beis Shammai Yorim Notan Avalo Machzirin U'Beis Hillel Yorim Af Machzirin. Hasu Lamali. Why do you need this part? We already learned above that according to Beis Shammai, there's a Chamin Avalo Tavshil. So then in such a case, Beis Shammai is just repeating himself when he says that you can't do Hachzara. He must be referring to a Tavshil. If he's referring to a Tavshil, then that's what we learned above. The Gemara on the top of Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph attempts to answer it. We will go, since this has been a short daf, all the way to the Tashma, 10 lines into Lamed Zayin Amid Aleph. Lo'olam eim lecha lahachzir tnan. Really says the Gemara that the only discussion we're having is about Hachzara. And we can make our Mishnah going according to Chananya, that in general Shehiyah is mutter without garf v'katum. Then the Mishnah, the second half of the Mishnah, last part, is repetitious? No. V'chisure mechzer of hachikton. There was something missing in our Mishnah you would have to say, and should be read as follows. Kirish yisliku b'kashuk v'av machzirin ala tavshil. B'geves v'etim lo yachzir ad sheyigrof o ad sheyitin esa efer. When it comes to the fire source of geves v'etim, you require garf v'katim. Avolishos mashin. But we would add that Shehiyah is acceptable, afal bishein and garf vein and katum. And then the Mishnah says, and when it's not garf and katum, what type of Shehiyah could you do? Umay mashin, and what type of Shehiyah could you do when there is no garf and katum? Beisham yom chamin avlo tavshil, ubeis hilal omrim chamin vitavshil. Vahach chazar darmilach lav divrei akoli. And this chazara that I said to you in the first part, in the Reisha, that if you do garf v'katam, it's going to be acceptable. That's not according to everybody in all cases. El machlokes beis shamei beis hillel. It really it's dependent on machlokes beis shamei beis hillel. Another machlokes between beis shamei beis hillel. She beis shamei omrim not amaloch machzirin, ubeis hillel omrim af machzirin. So what we've done is we've added in the middle of the Mishnah talking about Shehiyah, where beis shamei allows for Shehiyah which is not garf v'katam for chamin, but not for Tavshil, but he still allows for Tavshil. And then the Mishnah swings back to Hachzara, the opening part being Hachzara, the end part being Hachzara. It swings back to Hachzara and says that this that we allow Hachzara is also only according to Beis Hillel and not according to Beis Shammai. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Gemara in Pshat on Daf Lamed Vav, and we now go on to the Halacha section. It should be noted that for Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chayisara, as well as for the daf of Parshas Chayisara in Tavshin Ayin Gimel, I will not be able to record the daf, because Baruch Hashem, I will have 30 of my Talmidim coming over on Friday for a Shabbos, so things will be too hectic to record the daf for then. Be'ezer Hashem, on the next cycle, we hope to make up Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches in the Gemara. I hope, Be'ezer Hashem, if I find some free time, to L'chol HaPachas record Halacha from the Daily Daf on Lamed Zayin Lamed Ches, and Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to pick up on Daf Lamed Tes. Of course, we're looking forward already to the next cycle, in another 7.5 years from now, to make up those two missed Dafim. We now go to the Halacha section. In today's Halacha section, we will summarize, Be'ezer Hashem, the basic topic of the Isra of Shehiyah and how we paskin in Halacha with a couple of basic applications. In our Sugya, we had seen the Gemara brings down the Shita of Chananya, that says that if a person is leaving food on a fire on Erev Shabbos, there's no need for him to do Grufa Uktuma. We discussed in the daf that Grufa Uktuma is today most conventionally known as putting down a blech. Ktuma, covering the fire with a blech, according to Reb Aaron Kotler, that one would have to also make sure that the food is covered, the knobs, excuse me, are covered just like the fire. Because at the end of the day, the chash is Shema Yichata Begacholim. Hananiah says that that chash only appears in regards to Hachzorah, if a person is putting back the food. If a person is leaving the food on an Erev Shabbos, then in such a case, he does not need a blech. Our Gemara thought that the Mishnah was against Hananiah on Lamed Vav Amabez on the bottom, and ultimately the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah could be read even according to Hananiah as well. The Gemara will go on with proofs for Hananiah, against Hananiah on Lamed Zayin. At the end of the day, it's still, at the end of the sugya, it's not clear of how we paskin. How we paskin Shulchan Aruch is a very long si'if in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Both opinions are found in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph. In the opening lines, the Mechaber says, Kira shi'isiku shi'i asuya kigdeira, he describes a kira v'sovsin, v'shovsin alpia kigdeira lamala, etc., etc., etc. Also, litan ala tashil mabod yom lahashav salah. The opening opinion is that one is not allowed to leave food on the fire from before Shabbos without it being garif u'katon. And then he gives a couple of exceptions that will be borne out on the Gemara on Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches, and that is Elim Kein is special called Sarko, if the food was entirely cooked, v'hu mitztamek v'ralo, and then it's just getting worse on the fire, so then we're not afraid that an individual is going to stoke the coals. Oshu chai, or it is raw, shalom is special klal, if it's entirely raw, we have this idea in the second parak, then a person is not likely to expect it to be ready on Friday night, and therefore it will most definitely be ready by Shabbos morning, and there's no reason for him to have incentive to stoke the coals. Continues the Mechaber, Avon the special successful on special called Sarko, but if it's a little bit cooked, Vafilun special called Sarko, woman stomach the Yafalo, or it's still improving, Chayshinon Shema Yechata. Then in such a case, we're afraid he's going to come to stoke the coals. And the Mechaber develops this opinion. If we skip ahead over there in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, however, he then quotes a Yesh Omrim. For Yesh Omrim, and some say, Shekol Shen is Bashel Kamechel Ben Drusoy, anything that is one half cooked, Michael Ben Drusoy is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether it's one third cooked or one half cooked. Lechatchila, Mishnah Berurah says you should wait until it's one half cooked. Of course, you mentioned the Gemara that Ben Drusai were gangsters that would eat their food on the run, either one half cooked or one third cooked. Mishnah Berurah says lechatchil to be choshesh, one half cooked, but bidyeved even one third cooked. Here's the sheet of Hananiah. Ocean special called tzarkom istamik viyafalo mutar lishos algabe kira. In such a case, then you're allowed to leave it on the stove. So it's not that you're always allowed to. It has to be one half cooked. And even if it's cooked, mitztamek v'yafalo, you would be allowed to. Afil husak, begeves ve'etzim, afil ain't a grufa uktuma. So then, in such a case, it'll be acceptable on Shabbos. Says the Ramah, v'nagu lahakel kisvara achrona. The custom, the Ramah claims, was to be lenient, like the second opinion. Now we have a rule in Psak, if the Mechaber, Stam v'yesh omrim, halacha kistam. However, the Ramah seems to be, says that the meaning is to follow the lenient opinion, which will come out that this will be a difference between Svardim and Ashkenazim. According to Svardim, Me'ikur Dedina, one paskins that it's usher to do Shihiyah without a blech. According to Ashkenazim, the minig is to be mekil kisvara ha'achrona. The Be'er Halacha cuts down the teeth of this heter and points out that the kula over here of the Ramah was coming from a point of weakness and not a point of strength. I mean a point of weakness versus strength. There are sometimes that we're makel because the Rishon really believe that the correct opinion, lahalacha, is the lenient opinion. However, over here, the Be'er Halacha and Dibra Maskel Hanagu points out that the Rosh is makel because of the following reason. The Mipnei Yisrael Adukim Mitzvahs Onik Shabbos, Klal Yisrael likes the mitzvahs, well connected to the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos, Bivadai lo yishmu lanu. They're so connected to mitzvah of Oneg, they won't listen to us if we tell them to use a beth. Bleth. Al kain hanech lehem. Let us let them be, do it this way. Let them follow the custom to be lenient like Hananya. Those are the words of the Rush. Therefore, said claims of Be'er Halacha lechatchila, one should be machmir for Shehiyah as well. Because the Rush said, Hanach lem, because of the minig. It doesn't sound like that it was a kula that was coming from a place of strength. However, it should be noted that the Chazon Ish, in Simin Lamed Zayin Sifkatan Gimel, says that one does not need to be machmir. The Gaonim weren't machmir for themselves, and therefore one does not need to be machmir. What is most striking here in the development of halacha is that the Kaf HaChaim says that the minig of the Sfardim was to follow the lenient opinion of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, like the Rosh and the Ramah. However, in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef in Simin Reishon and Gimel Gimel, Chacham Avadya Yosef Shlita presents through his son, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shlita, that it's prohibited for Sfardim to leave food on a fire to do Shehiyah without Garif HaKatum as a simple reading of the Mechaber. It's important to remember that even though we said that it's permissible to do Shehiyah, we were only talking about something that was Michael Ben Drusai. Even Hananya agrees that the only time it would be permissible to leave food on an open fire is if it's already Michael Ben Drusai. This summarizes the basic halacha in terms of the machlokis, just two interesting points about the halachos of Shehiyah if the food is not cooked k'maychol ben drusai. Number one, it should be known, even though most poskim do not pass in this way, that the Chazon Ish felt that what we called a blech today does not qualify as grufa viktuma. He claimed because a metal cover is not memaye tachom, that is not an effective way of doing grufo k'tuma, and therefore there are many in Bnei Brak today that do not feel that a blech will not solve grufo k'tuma. Hence, if a food is between Michael Ben Drusai, half cooked, lechatchila, and not cooked at all, one would not be able to simply put the food on a metal blech. However, the minig of most poskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and others, was to be lenient in this regard, and that has been the minig Yisrael, that was the minig of my parents, to rely on a blech, going back to their parents already, I believe, to Europe. Number two, another interesting ha'ara, is the whole idea of grufa viktuma, of course, is to cover up the fire. Rav Aaron Cutler, quoted by Rabbi Eiger in the Sefer Hilchos Shabbos, we mentioned this in the Daf Shir itself, felt that since the chash is that one will stoke the coals, today the most important thing is not to cover the fire, rather to cover the knobs. Therefore, it is so on the market, blechs that are flat, that don't cover the knobs. Lechatchila, it is highly recommended to get a blech that isn't only horizontal on the fire, but also has a 90-degree turn, and is vertical as well in covering the flames, which are usually right below the stovetop. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos Perek Aleph Ha'ara Nun Dalet and Kuf Pei Hey raises an interesting point. If a person is preparing Erev Shabbos and they're going to put up a blech and they're going to do Shehiyah because they're following the Chumrah of the Be'er Halacha, or their food is less than Michael Ben Drusai. He says, once you put down the blech, you should not stick your hand underneath the blech to adjust the flame. He says, in such a case, one is showing that it's not really garav v'katum. The only way it's garav v'katum is if you don't make an adjustment. Hence, l'chatchila, one should not adjust, because the essence of the blech is to be mesiach das from the fire. And if a person adjusts it on Erev Shabbos, not talking chas v'chalila on Shabbos, but on Erev Shabbos itself, so then that is mevatel the original garuf v'katum. This Bezer Hashem is an introduction to the halachos of Shehiyah, whose sugya really takes off on Lamed Vav Amud Beis.